Friday, June 12th, AD 2026. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard on 140 radio stations and at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Ready for some good news? Hundreds of Nigerians who had been abducted by Boko Haram Muslim militants during a devastating March attack have just been freed after months in captivity, reports International Christian Concern. It's one of the largest releases of hostages in the region in recent years. Officials claim that the Nigerian army rescued 360 captives from a remote hideout in the Mandara Mountains of Borno State, near the border with the country of Cameroon. However, local community leaders insist that local negotiations, rather than military action, secured their freedom. On June 11th, the Pentagon was placed on lockdown after officials detected an air quality issue inside the building, reports NewsNation.com. Chief Pentagon spokesman Sean Parnell said the War Department activated standard safety procedures, including a, quote, shelter-in-place order for affected areas. The Pentagon has sophisticated systems to ensure the safety of the building and its occupants. Those systems have detected an air quality issue, necessitating precautionary measures until we determine its significance, end quote. Despite the fact that the U.S. Senate has failed to make progress towards passing the much-needed Safeguard American Voter Eligibility Act, or Save America Act, which would secure our nation's elections, President Donald Trump is not throwing in the towel. In a post on Truth Social, he just announced a huge move to get the act passed by adding it directly to the upcoming $350 billion Pentagon reconciliation bill. This way, the legislation can clear the Senate with a simple majority, rather than the 60 votes needed under current rules. Referencing the SAVE Act, he wrote, quote, "The Save America Act will protect our elections for generations to come. Our warriors protect our most sacred rights, and voting is at the top. Time to defend that right for every American," end quote. Yesterday, President Trump made these comments from the Oval Office.
All voters must show photo ID. So you go to vote and you show photo ID. Not complicated, right? You know, who could oppose it? All voters must show a little thing called proof of citizenship. No mail-in ballots, except for illness, disability, military, or travel. So we're being very progressive. We just don't want cheating. You see what's happening in California. They're rigging the election.
Take the time to urge your two U.S. senators to pass the Safeguard American Voter Eligibility Act, or SAVE Act, by calling 202-224-3121. That's 202-224-3121. In a suspicious turn of events to block Spencer Pratt's candidacy for Los Angeles mayor, thousands of homeless voters were registered to vote at Los Angeles shelters, despite many not living there or the facilities not having any beds at all, reports the New York Post. As Spencer Pratt was eliminated by Nithya Raman in the mayor's race during additional counting of votes on June 8th, one drop-in center, St. Joseph's Center in Venice, which had received $600,000 from Nithya Raman, had 185 registered voters at the address, but offers absolutely no accommodations. After the New York Post inquired about this suspicious activity, the photograph of Raman presenting a check to St. Joseph's was taken down from its website. The revelations have prompted U.S. Attorney Bill Assayle to say he will investigate the concerns uncovered by the New York Post and, quote, follow the evidence, end quote, to see if the law has been broken. A review of records shows 7,600 voters tied to homeless shelters and service providers. The largest concentration of homeless voters was at the Midnight Mansion in Skid Row, where voting records show 1,160 registrations, but its website shows it only has beds for 9% of that number, 84 men and 36 women. Something stinks in Denmark. Proverbs 17:23 says, "A wicked man takes a covert bribe from his bosom to pervert the ways of justice." The Thomas More Society is weighing in on a pending ACLU-inspired abortion case before the Indiana Supreme Court, urging the state's highest jurists not to recognize a so-called right to abortion under the guise of religious freedom, reports LifeSiteNews.com. Indiana law bans most surgical abortions. Sadly, chemical abortions persist due to mail-order abortion kill pills, which the state legislature has so far been unable to quash. The ACLU suit claims that denying Indiana mothers abortions would violate Indiana's Religious Freedom Restoration Act, a 2015 law that says that government may not, quote, substantially burden a person's exercise of religion, end quote. Indiana Republican Attorney General Todd Rokita has appealed, and the Indiana Supreme Court agreed in April to take the case. Oral arguments are set to begin in September. Thomas Olp with the Thomas More Society said, quote, "This case is a Trojan horse. The ACLU and its clients want to call this religious liberty, but it is not. Not under any historically honest understanding of the term. From Cicero to John Locke to the framers of Indiana's Constitution, the natural law tradition that gave us religious freedom has never treated the taking of innocent life as an exercise of religion," end quote. And finally, on June 12, 1744, David Brainerd was ordained by the Presbyterian Church to be a missionary to the New England Indians. He first went to an Indian village on the Housatonic River in Connecticut. Then he studied the Algonquin languages in Stockbridge, Massachusetts. According to the Generations published Taking the Americas for Jesus, Brainerd loved the Indians, which is why he wanted them to hear the good news of Jesus Christ. He said, quote, "I taught that men are sinners. All sinners will be judged by God. Then I told them that Christ would save them. Christ was a great Savior. All who believe in Jesus will be saved," end quote. Even living in a wigwam and missing many meals, Brainerd was undeterred. Indian witch doctors tried to poison him. He asked, quote, "Why can't your magic harm me?" end quote. Sometimes Indians trusted in Christ, but many did not want to leave their idols. In 1745, Brainerd went to an Indian tribe in New Jersey, where 100 Indians converted to Christianity. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone. The new is here." David Brainerd died from tuberculosis on October 9, 1747, at the young age of 29. And that's The World View on this Friday, June 12th, in the year of our Lord, 2026. Subscribe for free by Spotify, Amazon Music, or by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.
This has been a production of the Generations Media Network. For more information, go to generations.org/media.
Thanks for listening to The Worldview in 5 minutes. If you want to go deeper than the headlines and build a biblical worldview in your home, Generations has resources to help you anchor your family in truth. Books, curriculum, and tools for every stage of life. And right now, listeners get 15% off any order with the code WV5. Just use WV and the number 5 at checkout at generations.org. Thanks for staying grounded in God's Word with us every day.